Grace, peace, and mercy be multiplied to you from our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of our Lord that we consider for our meditation this morning for your faith life is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So far, our text. Please be seated. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who is our mediator, intercessor, and advocate before God the Father, dear fellow redeemed. Each and every day of our lives, we're confronted with temptations to sin against God. We don't have to go anywhere or see anyone to be tempted. Temptation comes to us without turning on the television, reading printed media, or surfing the internet. And how is it that we can be tempted even without these outside external forces? We learn about it in the Epistle of James, where we are told of a daily deadly source of temptation that we have to contend with. And he tells us of the domino effect that this particular source of temptation can have upon us if we don't nip it in the bud. We read there in James, each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. And then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. It is our internal, sinful, corrupted nature that can tempt us, deceive us, and lead us down a path that takes us away from our Lord. And the sad reality of things is that because of our sin-corrupted minds and hearts, we fall into countless sins every single day of our lives. How can we who are corrupted with sinfulness presume to think that we can come before the holy throne of God and have a life of fellowship with him? How can we expect him to keep on granting us forgiveness when we keep on sinning against him daily, or hear our pleas for help when we are so sinful? Even sinning certain particular kinds of sins again and again and again? Or how can we who are weakened by our sinful frailties hope to be able to resist and to withstand that powerful evil force of the devil? In answer to all these questions, we can rejoice in the comforting and reassuring message in today's scripture text that we sinners can approach the throne of grace with all boldness and confidence to find mercy to help in every time of need. The concept of, and because we have a high priest, that is the main thing to keep in mind. We have a high priest in Jesus Christ. That's why we can come with boldness before the throne of God. The high priest is Jesus. Now, in today's world, a high priest doesn't mean anything. People are not familiar with the concept of high priest. But in the Old Testament days, the believers of God, they knew full well what the high priest, who he was and what he was all about. They knew that the high priest represented them before God. The high priest was the one who made sacrifices for their sins. It was a high priest who interceded for them, offered up prayers for the people. When we think of the Lord Jesus being our high priest, we should never think of him as being far removed, detached, or uninterested in us, or that he's not fully aware of what we're like or appreciate our sinful and weak condition. Holy Scripture tells us we have an elder brother in Jesus Christ. He's a brother unlike any other, more special than any brother that we have, who's concerned about us and loves us deeply. And not only is Jesus our elder brother, he is our Lord and our God. He knows us. He knows what you're thinking right now. Fully aware of our weaknesses, which can make us so vulnerable and susceptible to sin. And he sympathizes with our weaknesses. Now, this doesn't mean that Jesus condones, overlooks, or makes excuses for our weaknesses. Rather, it is revealing him as having an understanding and a compassionate heart toward us as sinful human beings. Jesus can also personally sympathize with our being tempted. As a popular saying goes, he's been there. While Jesus did not have a sinful nature like we have that tempts us from within and causes us to be inclined to sin, nevertheless, throughout his entire life, Jesus was tempted. There are so many temptations and so great a temptation, we can't even fully begin to comprehend them. It's beyond us. Now, since the devil knew from the very outset what Jesus was all about, why he came into this world, he mounted his attacks on Jesus. Ongoing attacks with every evil force and resource at his disposal to tempt Jesus to sin. At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Jesus was led out into the wilderness to face that great tempter. For 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was faced with everything that the devil had to throw at him, to deceive him, to beguile him, to allure him, to entice him, to transgress God's holy will. The temptations of Jesus continued to the final hours of Jesus' life, trying to get him to sin so that he failed in his mission of our salvation. When in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was agonizing over what he would be suffering at the hands of his enemies from the heavy load of sins on his soul, and suffering that hellish punishment, the devil was there and under the cover of darkness saying, don't go through with it. You don't have to suffer all that for those wretched sinners out there. And while he was on the cross, the tempter's voice could be heard in Jesus' enemies, mocking and ridiculing him, taunting him, trying to get him to come down from the cross and save himself. Yes, Jesus knew what it was like to be tempted. In fact, he was tempted beyond anything that we can ever imagine. So, if there's any question in our minds about Jesus' understanding what it's like for us to be tempted, he knows. Nor should we ever doubt that Jesus has a sympathetic spirit toward us. What is an even greater comfort to us when we think about Jesus being tempted as we are is to know that, unlike us, he never gave way. He never fell into any kind of sin. He never had a sinful thought, feeling, or emotion. He was never guilty of a sinful word or action. The Apostle Peter testifies of Jesus in his first letter that Jesus committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul. Not only did Jesus withstand temptations throughout his life, but he withstood the temptations to come down from the cross and not go through with it to redeem us. Because of this, Jesus was our perfect Savior, who alone can represent sinners before the throne of God as our high priest. Because of Jesus' perfect life and death as our Savior, instead of us finding a throne that is unwelcoming, of God banishing us before his presence because of our failures, or not wanting to hear our pleas for help, we find that because of Jesus, our Savior, being high priest, we can come before the throne of God with boldness and confidence to find help in every time of need. May we never be deceived in thinking that we can do that because of any goodness, merit, or worthiness in us. No. Our boldness and confidence rests upon the fact that this is a throne of grace. We know when you come to God, he's not going to treat us the way we deserve. That is, banish us, condemn us eternally. Rather, he will be treating us according to his unmerited love because of Jesus' perfect life and perfect death as our Savior. As our high priest, Jesus is our understanding and loving intercessor through whom we can approach the throne of God, and is our gracious advocate who pleads our cause before the Heavenly Father on the basis of his righteousness, on the basis of his shed blood. Having Jesus as our high priest, who made it possible to find a throne of grace on high, we can come with boldness and confidence before God's throne. When we think of the countless times that we have given way to temptations and have repeatedly been guilty of sins in our lives, have you ever had a question in your mind? How long God is going to put up with us? How long is he going to keep on forgiving us? And stop forgiving us and not accept us back? We can only wonder how many cases there have been where there have been people who don't know or understand Jesus, who are very sinful, and they've just given up hope that God is going to keep on forgiving them and accepting them back. In those times of fear or doubt concerning this critical matter, remember that we have a sympathetic high priest in Jesus who understands our weaknesses and the kinds of temptations that we're faced with. Remember that we have a patient God who is long-suffering, forbearing, and forgiving. Listen to the way he speaks of himself. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression. Remember the wonderful truth. When Jesus was lifted up on the cross, he atoned for all of our sins, no matter how many they are, no matter how great they have been, he has paid the price for our forgiveness. And it's because that God's grace covers all our many sins. I want you to listen to what the Apostle Paul writes and as he testifies to this wonderful grace of God. Where sins abounded, grace abounded much more. Now just think of it this way. Here's your pile of sins. God's forgiving grace is infinite, taking care of all those many transgressions. This wonderful, gracious, forgiving way of our Lord and God is not to be mistaken as a license to sin, to do whatever we like, because, well, God's going to always forgive me, so I can keep on doing what I'm doing against God's will. That's not God's forgiving grace. That's not what it's intended for. God will keep on forgiving us as we turn to Him with a penitent spirit and a believing heart. Praise be to our great High Priest Jesus, through whom we sinners can come with boldness and confidence to the throne of grace and continue to receive forgiveness day after day after day without fail. Concerning the temptations we're faced with each day, there's another important matter in which we sinners come to the throne of grace with boldness and confidence. It has to do with our receiving help to resist and withstand the tempter's might. When Jesus was in the garden being tempted by the devil, he knew that Satan was going to go after his disciples too. That he was going to try to get them in their weakest moments to forsake the Lord and reject him in unbelief. And so Jesus said, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Since we ourselves are weak and powerless to be able to overcome the devil, Jesus gives us a word of counsel. He says, "I want you to keep your eyes wide open to see where the devil is working. Is he working at school? Is he working at your place of work? Is he working through the entertainment industry?" You have to be aware that he is ever lurking like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So keep your eyes alert for where the devil is working. And not only that, but you keep your eyes on the Word of God and His promises and His faithfulness to help you in every time of need. And what do you think is going to motivate us to want to follow the Lord and reject the devil? Is it not His redeeming love for us, His gift of forgiveness, His gift of eternal salvation? That is what is behind that God gives us the strength to fight the devil and with His help to overcome him. And remember to pray when you're faced with temptations. Pray to Jesus as your advocate, your intercessor, because that's the channel through whom God will work in return to give you the help that you need to overcome the devil. Sinners though that we are, always remember that we have a great High Priest in Jesus Christ who understands and sympathizes with us in our struggles, and who himself was tempted but remained without sin. Praise be to God because he was our perfect Savior that lived a perfect life, that died a perfect death. We have a wonderful High Priest that's always going to be our advocate, who's going to plead our cause before the throne of God. And because of him, sinners though we are, we can come with boldness and confidence before the throne of grace and find help in our time of need. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses human understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.